B-Pod Studios.
Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
It's Over Under 985, the podcast. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshatz. We're hot, baby. We're hot. Let's brag a little bit. Let's recap last week. Now, I want to start here, Dan. The last time we did this podcast, which was a very lowly rated podcast.
Yeah, one of our lowest, which is interesting.
We need to bump that a little bit. Maybe people were down on the playoffs, you know, NBA and NHL, whatever.
First
round, a lot of people are betting though. Like I've actually heard a lot of people betting out there. So like, let's grind it out a little bit here. But I got a bone to pick with you. You liked the Maple Leafs to win the series.
Agreed.
What? Where? When? And where did you flip? Because I was the guy that was out when they were basically, I didn't know if they could win game six on the road. For a guy who had them in seven, I was pretty out on them in six.
I know. We talked about that. I said if they win in six, that they're going to win the series. And I said, I'm taking them in six. If they win that game, they're going to win the series. Exactly what I said. And I said, I'm hedging out, which because it was like it was plus 325. So I had the Leafs plus 150 and the Bruins plus 325. I couldn't lose. So at that point, I was like, screw it. And what did I say? I said at the beginning of my pick, I like the Leafs because I thought they had the better team, better forwards, better goalie. I think they had the better team during that series. Wouldn't you agree? Did the Leafs outplay the Bruins in that series?
I think Tuukka Rask was the better goaltender.
I think that Anderson was the better goalkeeper for five out of the seven games. And
Final two games, Rask was the better goaltender.
That's fair. I fully agree with that. So I hedged out and I said, I'm taking the Leafs purely out of the fact that I think that it's good value. And that's exactly what I said.
Yep, and you did. And I let it ride. And
you did. So you were right, and I made my money. my money, but I will give you this. You were definitely right, and I was definitely wrong initially. Is that fair?
It's fair. And you know what, though? Like, I'm not going to pat myself on the back. I was asked to give a prediction. I said Bruins in seven.
Like, I said Leafs.
Come on, is that really that hard?
No, but we also said that the series was going to go over. We told you to take the over six games. You told them to take the Bruins in seven. I said, you know, whatever. I said the Leafs, but I said, I wasn't going to play that. And then I said, if you play the Leafs now, you can get the Bruins at plus. You'll probably get to be able to get the Bruins at plus money and hedge out if you want to. Well, that's exactly what we did. And we had the Bruins in game six.
Yeah, as the PP. You did. That was your PP.
Correct.
For those who, if they listened, I don't know how it was lowly rated when we're giving out free picks.
Well, this week, I can assure you.
We don't even charge for them.
I can assure you this week it won't be lowly rated because first off, I'm dropping NBA news on this podcast. NBA news that you can bet, by the way. Breaking news that has not been posted anywhere as far as I know. Okay? They not only, and a few of my buddies and I have been betting it for a little bit. You can bet it, first off. Second off, I'm going to give you basically free money throughout the NBA playoffs. I'm going to tell you exactly how you can bet free money throughout the NBA playoffs. Joe, you're not going to like it.
I like free money.
But I'm telling you, this is free money. So free money. This is free money, but you're not going to like it.
Uh-oh.
You're not going to like it. But I'm telling you, this is free money.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
You do.
And we'll get into the NBA playoffs in a little bit, just recapping just everything from last week. I think the Maple Leafs game, we talked a lot about that one. Well, we're recording this on a Wednesday night, so we don't know the winner of the Capitals and the Hurricanes game.
It's 2-0 Capitals right now in the first
period.
At home, not great. And again, I don't love home ice, but the Canes did not come out well.
Okay, and we know the Islanders have moved on. They've been rested. How about that San Jose game last night? I know a lot of people were giving out the under in that game. That did not hit. And you know what? While we're on it, let's crap all over Dave. Okay. Our buddy Dave. Let's do it. You know why? And listen, I'm doing this because I'm jealous. That guy gives out picks and people pay him for it.
$500.
He doesn't even bet the games.
$500.
And he just watches his account grow, 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 grow. And then if they lose, he pays no price whatsoever.
He's a scumbag. That's what scumbags do. But he went 0 for 4 last night. I mean, that is just... That sums up who he is as a bettor. 0 for 4, and he teased. He played a tease in the NBA and still lost. Like, how do you lose an NBA tease, man?
I'm just jealous, Dan. Like, oh, God, never mind. I actually do have – we'll roll the dice a little bit later. I actually have thoughts on the show action. I watched every episode, and actually, in the end, I thought it was actually pretty good.
Nice.
And just moving on, I the St. Louis Blues, like – we'll go over the options, the odds for the Stanley Cup, but like St. Louis Blues, Dallas, like I like the story for Dallas, but come on now, like I smell free money there.
Okay, well we'll definitely get into that. I do want to just kind of brag a little bit about last week's show, if you don't mind. Again, I know we don't try and do this too often, but you know when we're good, we're good. Last week for me was, I think, a perfect week with the exception of Baltimore and Golden State, who I gave out -8. That pushed, and Baltimore, where they lost 12-2. Everything else, including the Raptors -11.5, the Reds, the Cardinals first five, the Bruins money line, Oklahoma City -7.5, Pittsburgh money line, and the Dodgers money line all hit. Everything else hit except for one play and one push.
The only one I tailed was that Thunder one.
That was a good pick.
They won by 12.
Yeah, I thought they were going to win by more too. So tonight, I said DM me for plays. We got about 500 to 600 DMs today, Joe. We originally got 450, wow. But people DM me throughout the entire day. There's still people DMing me now for the play who got on it late. I gave out the Mets money line. I just think that they are in a good value position tonight, and the Phillies are tanking hard. The Phillies are up 1-0, but it's in the third. It's very early, but the Phillies are tanking hard. The Mets had the bases loaded in the first inning, and Todd Frazier hit one to the warning track and just couldn't get out of there. I also gave out tonight, if you're listening, the Warriors -14. So I like both of those a lot. I double-digit spreads, man. I just think that right now in the NBA, you have a double-digit spread at home. They want these series over. They want it into the second round. There's the NBA ratings are the lowest they've been in years. Yep. They want these series over. And the second round of the NBA playoffs will probably be the best basketball we've seen in years. If you really think about it, because there are some very good series. I'm going to tell you how to make free money on those.
Save it, Dan. Save it. Nobody heard that you just gave out Golden State -14 in the first segment. Nobody heard that one at all. Just sticking with the NBA and while we're on it. Okay, really no big surprises. Like the Celtics took care of business in a sweep against the Pacers, the Bucks pretty much covered almost every single game. Just trying to think who else
The NBA parlay series hit.
That's right. Yes. You said to take all the teams and they did.
Yep. All the favorites I told you would be about -120. They hit. If you took the Lightning, because I said if you want to take the Lightning, that's how I would bet it. That one obviously lost because of the Lightning loss. But everything else I told you, if you want to parlay, you want to, wait or whatever, you can take all the NBA series prices, parlay them up, and you can get some free money out of that. So I hope you guys listened. I know that I was betting parlaying everything this week. With the Celtics, the Celtics, the Sixers, the Raptors, when they went down 1-0 was free money. I mean, really everything. The Warriors after 1-1 and, so whatever. So there was just a ton of free money going around.
I do have to tell you, I got burnt a couple of times by Brooklyn. Philly at times did impress me. I mean, they didn't do really anything to impress me in the series overall, but when it came to the Vegas number, they covered. Even when it did, the one thing I learned about that first round, and maybe that's why the ratings were down, if it didn't look right, just go with it. And it worked out for a lot of bettors. And then, of course, that Thunder series, I thought that might have been the only surprising one. Like, Portland, without their big man, as we talked about, like, They just blew through them. And Dame Lillard, man. Like, did we talk about him last podcast?
We did.
Like, I don't want to call him the most underrated player in the league because he's not underrated. But holy hell, that guy's a star.
He is. He's right in front
of Paul George's face.
Yeah, he's an elite offensive player. Again, the only issue I have with Dame is he just can't play defense. But again, I took the Blazers in that series. So I took the Blazers and I took the Spurs. I listened back to the series and I listened. Those are my two upset picks. I took the Blazers, so that hit. The Spurs tonight, if they win tonight, which I don't love them, I think they have a chance to win that series. But either way, I don't love their chances either way, to be perfectly honest with you. So I think about that one would probably be an L, but going 7 out of 8 in the first round, pretty not bad. So I did pick the Blazers, and that was one of my favorite picks. I thought they were free money. I mean, plus odds against the team. I think Russell Westbrook might be one of the most overrated players in the league. We did talk about last podcast.
He might be overrated, but yet he averaged a triple-double for the season.
Yeah, but you know what? That's just a stat that doesn't really mean anything at the end of the day.
I agree. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. I will be fair. I did praise him because he was awesome. I believe it was game 3 or 4 where they were just going back and forth and back and forth. And I think it was OKC, the game that OKC won by 12. I did praise him for that. He was very good in that game. But other than that, he was pretty much a no-show the whole series and got embarrassed by Damian Lillard.
Well, hopefully Warriors and Rockets take care of business tonight. Let's look ahead to the NBA. Dan's got picks to give. The NHL playoff odds, I at least have a few of them. Dan might have a few as well. But this is a big week, and this is going to be the best this could be the best action for the NBA, no doubt. I mean, whatever you've watched so far, it's been putrid. Now the teams who don't like each other or have revenge, they're going to come out to play. And just one thing to wrap up here. We always talk about the officials, and some people think like we do it to like, oh, the officials cost us the bet. No, it's not that. Whoever the official is really does impact the game. And Tony Brothers, right? I mean, that Jazz Rockets game, you even texted me. Like, how many free throws? There were 28 or whatever. You know, in favor of Utah. It's just the officials really do have a big impact, especially if it's an elimination game.
Oh, that was the Milwaukee game.
Milwaukee. Yeah,
that was bad. I mean, they wanted that series over. That was bad. That we'll definitely talk about that. That is one of the worst, most obvious NBA fixings I have seen in years, Joe. So yeah. Bad.
And just one bad beat that happened in the NHL last night. The Bruins were up 4-1, and that Patrice Bergeron empty netter with what, no time left? One second?
It's like 0.7 or whatever it was. Yep.
Whatever it was, put it over. And I'll tell you, that whoever lost that, because I think you might have won it, right? I think you might have been on the over.
I was not on either.
Okay, all right. I see. I thought you were on the over. Nope. But somewhere that like will be one. Remember that Bergeron goal with 0.7 seconds left to kill that hit the over or to crush my under? Like, that one's going to go down in NHL gambling history right there.
People will never forget that. Never. They will never forget that. I promise you. Never.
Just like Dame Lillard. I know they didn't cover the Blazers. I know they did. But just knocking that shot down to win by 3 and you had Oklahoma City money line. You know, like it's just you'll always remember Dame Lillard and you'll hate him for it. And that's gambling 101 night right there, everybody.
Brutal.
All right. Let's get into it. What do you want to do first? NBA or NHL?
Let's do NBA so we can start off with the free money.
Free money coming up next. Over under 985. Joe Murray, Dan Lifshatz. Follow us at over under 985. Send in your questions, DMs, all that. We're doing NBA free money next. Over under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk, inside the ropes with wrestling talk, and where you should put your money with over under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at over under 98.5.
Free money! Over under 98.5. You know what, Dan? I might get in the action. I might give out a few BPs here.
I like it.
I already have one, and I'm riding or dying with it.
I know you are, which is why you're going to hate this section.
let's get everything else out of the way first.
Perfect.
76ers Toronto. Okay. This is going to be a good matchup. It will be. Now, the end, I think the 76ers can score. Like, I think they can score better than Toronto. I think Toronto is the more fundamental team. So if I'm not being the gambler for a second, and I'm just breaking down, giving analysis on both teams, I like the 76ers being young and being able to score, but they're dumb. Embiid's health is a huge issue. You know, when does Simmons take the next step? And then I look at Toronto, who always struggles in the first quarter. First round, even first games for that matter. Like, that's a big thing with them. They struggle early on in series. It happens all the time.
They do.
They still have the best player. You know, they still have this bench, the Siakams, these players that are coming out of, I mean, literally helping them and get them over the hump. They don't score a lot. It's the only thing that really concerns me. Toronto's the better team. They're a more veteran team. Are they better coached? Maybe.
Yes.
But the more I look at it here, like, the 76ers have a shot if they can take advantage of Toronto. I just think there's too much leaning towards Toronto and just how good of a season they had. And, oh, by the way, they have the best player in Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, so first off, I mean, first, let's start with the coaching. Toronto has a massive advantage, okay? Let's just be fair. Nick Nurse has been fantastic all year. All right, he has done everything he needs to. And the coach on the other side, who I hate him so much, I don't even want to talk about his name. I think he's one of the worst coaches in the NBA. I think he misuses his players, misuses his system. I honestly think that they are a terribly coached team. Moving on, Ben Simmons, most overrated player in the NBA, maybe outside of Russell Westbrook. I mean, listen, he is a very dominant force when you don't guard him inside. Other than that, I mean, really, what is he? If you force that guy to stand on the perimeter, he is useless, man. I mean, really, he can drive a little bit, and that's great and all, and he is an okay jump shot at times, but man, if you make that guy stand, you know, just a little bit outside of his comfort zone, he folds. And you know who's going to be guarding him this series? Kawhi is going to be on him and Jimmy Butler. And I'm telling you, that kid is going to fold like a sack of bricks, just like he did last year. He sucks. I'm sorry if you're a Phillies fan, you're a Philly fan and you're listening to this, and you can disagree with me all you want, but put it like this. Ben Simmons against the spread this year, value-wise against the spread when he was out, he's worth less than half a point. He's worth nothing. He's not a valuable commodity in the NBA these days. That's just a fact, unfortunately. I know people don't like that, but that is the case. He's just not a valuable commodity. You know, he can do some other things, a good rebound or whatever, but he is terribly overrated. The Raptors,
that's why I think Kyle Lowry can be a big player in this series.
So I agreed. They don't have anyone to cover Lowry, who is not a great playoff player to begin with, but you know, Kawhi is by far the best player in the series. And, you know, if it wasn't for Joel Embiid being hurt, I would maybe take Philly a little seriously. But I watched him in the playoffs. I watched him against the Nets. He's ginger. He's not remotely right. I'm telling you right now, Toronto's going to smack them. I really do. I think Toronto is going to smack them. I don't think it's going to be very close. I think, you know, I will take the spread in this series. Right now, Toronto's favorite at minus 160 is the line that I was given. The 76ers at plus 140. Toronto's
Wow. My book has the Raptors minus 250.
Oh, wow.
Plus
200. Oh, okay. Well, in that case, then the Sharps agree with me.
Maybe the line move because I'm on an up-to-date local.
Yeah, so that's you're on the local line. Bet online, Raptors minus 160. And, wow. And the Sixers plus 140. I guarantee you the Raptors plus 160 price will be at 200 real quick. The Sharps will be all over this one. The Raptors will dominate the Sixers. You can take that to the bank. They will win in six games or less.
I'll give you this. Serge Ibaka, well, they get Gasol at the deadline. And I don't really know how he's been doing in the postseason.
Ibaka, Gasol's been good. You know, they haven't asked him to do a crazy amount. They didn't ask him to do a ton in the Orlando series. He was good, not great. Let's see what he does in this series. But, I mean,
Siakam will go at him. Like, they got bigs to control Embiid.
They can, and here's the thing. They can lock down Butler, and they can throw Siakam, Gasol, Ibaka on Simmons. I mean, really, it's going to – I don't really know. Philly is going to have to just be lights out if they want to have a chance in this series, honestly. Yeah. I think, honestly, Toronto can lock them down and make them cry. It's going to be a very tough series for Philly. I'm telling you, Toronto and the spread. You take Toronto minus the two games or even a 1.5 games, you'll have free money. I think that is free money. However, that's not what I'm recommending. If you do want to take the series, take the Raptors. Let's continue, and then I'll tell you at the end of this, you know, what to do.
Just the one thing with me with Toronto, they have ball handlers. You know, whether it's Lowry, we know Leonard can hold on to the ball, but Danny Green's a guy that can carry the ball but also shoot in spots. Jeremy Lin, Fred VanVleet, fast as hell.
Yeah, VanVleet was very good last series, too.
And Jody Meeks can even shoot from the outside if they really need him. So, like, they're loaded at the guard position, and they got bigs. I think their bench is deeper than 76ers in the end. I think that's what it comes down to. And I agree with you. Now, six games, does that sound right? Five games? Like, there's no lines yet to bet in however many games. But for me, this is Raptors.
I have it for you.
Give me five games. What is it?
Let me pull it up here. Let's see.
It's just to throw it out there.
Okay, Toronto in six is plus 450. Toronto in five is plus 350.
Okay, I like one of those
ones. When will series end? Game six is plus 225. Game five is plus 250. The over under on the Toronto series is 5.5 games, Joe. 5.5 games. So I wouldn't touch that. I think that's probably going to be right around where you want it.
Yeah,
you
know, it's going to be five or six.
Yeah, I think it's going to be five or six. I think Toronto ends up in five or six. If you want something and you really want to do it, Toronto in six plus 450, Toronto in five plus 350. Not a horrible way to bet the series. It's the same thing we did with Toronto last time, and we talked about how to bet Toronto versus Orlando. Toronto in four was plus 350 per Toronto in five was plus 170. And we told you, you know, bet the plus five a little bit more in five a little bit more. Bang, that cash for you. And again, we're not going to count that because that's, you know, just one of the small ways we told you to bet the series. But that's exactly how I'd bet the same, you know, the series. If you wanted to do that again, Toronto in five plus 350, Toronto in six plus 450. You can even do Toronto in seven plus 350 and still make money out because, you know, you'll still make money off that, honestly. So that would be the way I would look at it. I probably would go a little bit lower in Toronto in seven if you really want to do that. That's just the way I would look at it.
Just one thing that stood out to me. Again, there's one thing about Toronto that I've learned. I've at least learned this the hard way. They struggle in the first game. I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't know. But they're 5.5-point favorites in the first game. And I don't know. Just to me, maybe it's right, but they struggle early on. And if you think Philadelphia can keep it going, that might be a nice little line there for you. And the total's 223, and I already think that's too high.
I honestly haven't even taken a look in the game one yet. I just thought that, you know, that's too much for me. But I do think that the way to bet that series is just, you know, bet it out. You don't even need to be involved in the games. You can just bet it out like that.
All right. And taking a look at the Celtics series, Celtics sweep, Bucks sweep. The Bucks played a suckier team than the Celtics did. Detroit's terrible. So for me, there's really nothing that I take away from the Bucks whatsoever. Watching the Celtics every single game, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have elevated their games. And if Marcus Morris can shoot off the bench, he can be a key piece. If he's not shooting, he'll absolutely kill you. The other things that I've seen is just that Rozier on the court was a positive. He was. I know I still don't trust him taking big shots. And the other thing is Gordon Hayward could take care of business. Like, maybe he's still not the guy who's back, but he can play and you can depend on him.
He's not quite there, but he's getting closer.
Yeah, he's still not there by far. And maybe they've been saving him. But the only things I take away from the Celtics that truly scare me was too many turnovers and missing free throws. And you cannot do those things against I'll tell you, I think the Bucks are better this year. I do. Overall, I think the Celtics might have more talent. But you can't turn the ball over and you can't miss free throws, especially when you're going to be on the road. So Big takeaway, I think the Bucks should be favored. Right now, I see them at -345. You can get the Celtics at +275.
I have the Bucks series price at -265.
Wow, dude, my book is so high.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that because I'll tell you what everyone's going to do in your book in a few minutes. But yeah, I think the Bucks open at -265, the Celtics +250. I honestly think that the Bucks are going to lose the series. I'm not one for picking big upsets, but this series reminds me very much of last year's 76ers series when everyone was hyping the Bucks. Listen, I think that if the Celtics let Giannis get his points and they lock down on everyone else and they put, you know, a Semi Ojeley or now Horford or whoever, I think they're going to be very good in this series. You know, I think that's the way to do it. Honestly, I think the Celtics series price has some value. I do. And I'll tell you exactly how to bet that in a few minutes. I think that, you know, there's a very good chance that this goes the seven. For instance, right now, if you, if you think that it's good, this series goes over 5.5 games right now, -165 in the series. So wow. If you think the Celtics win two games, the Celltics plus two, -165, basically. If you think that the series goes over six games, so you get a push, okay? You get a push in game six, it's -120. Over 6.5 games, +210. So I'll tell you this, I think it's going seven. I don't love the +210. I don't think that's really the value I'm looking for, to be honest with you, either. But I do think that it's not a terrible way to look over six and over 6.5, and you can hedge it out either to one. I don't think that's a terrible way to look at it. I think that the Celtics +2 is another very good way to look at it. You get that seven, you know, that's an automatic winner. Over 5.5 games at -160 is just straight money, in my opinion. I think the Celtics are winning two games in the series, no question asked. I think the Bucks will win, you know, a few games. Now, -160 is a little bit high for me, so I think that'd be a good place to parlay it. And we'll talk about what you can do that. And I think that would be what I would do. And BetOnline does let you do that. I double checked. They do let you do that. Five Dimes will also let you do that as well. So either one of those options. I haven't looked at Bookmaker. I haven't looked at my book or the other ones, but BetOnline and Five Dimes will both let you parlay that. I think that the Celtics are going to win this series. If they do, it's going to be in seven. They're going to have to win in Milwaukee, and the Celtics are going to have to win two road games. They're not going to be perfect in the series. They are going to have to win. They're going to have to win two road games. They're going to have to win one in Milwaukee, you know, games, whatever. And they're going to game one or two, and they're going to have to win game seven. That's how this series is going to have to go if the Celtics really want to win the series.
So, I think Marcus Smart will be a big loss. I'm curious when he's going to come back. He practiced again today.
There are rumors he's coming back in game five, six, or seven.
Yeah, whenever these things start. Like, seriously, they push these things off for so long. It's like, jeez. Like, we're going to be already at the NBA draft, and they haven't even started the series yet.
It's wild. It's really wild how they just I mean, it's ridiculous.
But just to me, like, the opening line is Bucks -8. Like, no way. I'm sorry, but that makes you think, Dan. You know, are they going to take care of business in the first? See, I just feel like, you know, like, you can look at teams. Like, if we look at this Bruins in hockey, they had a hell of an opponent. They're going to play Columbus next, and like, I'm not, you know, crapping on Columbus, but they had a hell of a test. You know what I'm saying? The Milwaukee just played Detroit. Like, maybe catching the Celtics at that might be the right time for the Celtics to catch them. You
and
know?
To be honest with you, Detroit should have won that game. Game four, they should have won that game. The refs gave Milwaukee 32 more free throws than the other team. And I know they won by 30, but if you saw what was happening in that game, the Pistons were up in that game, and the refs would not let them lose. They just wouldn't. I honestly think there's that reason is literally the reason that, you know, that the series is over. The refs literally gave Milwaukee that win. They called fouls on the Pistons every single time down the floor. It was very similar to last night. I mean, if you watch the Magic game, Vucevic had three fouls already, you know, like in like the first quarter. It was ridiculous. They were getting those guys out of the game. In my opinion, that was the most rigged game. Detroit would have won that game, or at least been very close. It'd been very close. The refs saved the Bucks there. I think the Bucks have some letdown potential. I really do. I think that team is ready to drop. I think they are ready to disappoint. So in my opinion, I think that is I think the Boston Celtics have a legitimate chance to win the series. And that's not me being a homer. Again, I'm the guy who picked the Leafs last series. This is me being honest. I'm looking at it from a betting perspective. I think there's a legitimate value on the Celtics to win the series. I do.
I like it. I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm staring at -345 right now. Can you believe that? Like, I'm staring at it.
I can, because I believe that that's probably where it should be.
It's just, to me, that's hard. And I want the Celtics to do well. It's in some of our best interests when the Celtics do well.
Definitely in the station's best interest.
Yes, definitely. But I don't know. This is the one where, is Kyrie that guy? Because he's been that guy before. You know, Gordon Hayward just closed out a series. They couldn't win games on the road. Now we're seeing them do things. Jason Tatum's hitting fourth quarter shots and dunking in people's faces and getting dunked on at the same time. Like Jaylen Brown, who's been riding the pine, is shooting 8 of 9 from the field, 23 points. This team is turning. I mean, Al Horford's still doing his thing. You know, like the more I look at it, it's like now they're starting to click. So this might be the wrong time. I do think that Giannis is the best player, though. Like, no doubt.
Definitely. He is definitely the best player in the series. But if you can control him, not stop him, you're not going to stop him. But if you can control him in the paint, I think you have a very good chance of beating the rest of that team, because I don't think that team is that good.
That's why I know we hear Shimmy. I know Shimmy will get his fouls. Don't get me wrong. I want Marcus Smart on the court, and I don't care if he's half healthy. Dude, I've heard in the bleak before. Like, it does take about 3 to 4 weeks. Like after 3 weeks, you can, like, actually, like, you know, cough. It's not good. And he's a professional athlete, so here I am, just some fat guy. But whatever. So anyways, yeah, first game, -8, totals 224. I like Dan's odds. I like the fact that the Celtics win by more than two games. For the series, though, I'm laying off it. But right now, you can get him at 275 if you know a guy whatsoever. What other games do we have? That's it for the second round, right?
Well, that's it for the East. In the West, right? Well, I mean, eventually the Rockets are up 3-1. So I think it's fair that we can discuss that. The Rockets at +265 and the Warriors at -315. Those are the odds right now for that series.
The look ahead line.
The look ahead line. Yep.
What was Houston?
+265.
$100 PP. I am fading the Golden State Warriors.
Okay. I am fading Joe Murray. Sorry, Joe.
Listen, who else is going to do it? No one else is going to do it. No. No one else will.
No, this is not personal. I think the Warriors in the series are free money. I think that you can take the Warriors series price at whatever, 315, 400, 500, whatever. I think you can parlay it with any single series price and bring it down. I mean, for instance, if you get the Warriors around -315, you can parlay it with the Raptors and you can get plus money, +115 on that side. Guess what? Now you have the Warriors and now you have the Raptors and the Sixers at plus money. You can take the Bucks and, you know, and parlay it, and you're getting close to plus money. You're getting close, you know, right around there. So you can always hedge your Celtics bet. It's absolutely perfect. I mean, really, the Warriors -315 is a perfect series price. Not to mention, the Warriors are still like -175 to win the title. That's also free money. I mean,
all right. So yeah. So again, I agree with you, Dan, on that one. If you like the Warriors, just put it on. Put $1,750 to win $1,000 and call it a day.
It's free money. There's no question. It is the freest money out there. I like the Raptors. I like the Rockets. They're a nice team, but I mean, really,
it's a pure fade for me. It's not. I don't care about Harden. I don't care about anybody, Gordon, the coach, whatever. I'm strictly fading the Warriors.
And
it's because everyone said no one's going to beat them. And damn it, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is.
So you know what you can do? You can parlay the Warriors with everything else you want to take. You want to take the Bucks? Go ahead, parlay the Warriors and the Bucks. You want to take the Raptors, which is what I will be doing, by the by. Raptors-Warriors parlay, 100, that will be what my biggest parlay this side, 100%. I'm going to hammer Warriors-Raptors parlay series price for sure without question. But you know what? No matter what, you can always do. If you want to take the Warriors-Raptors and the Warriors-Bucks and the Warriors-Celtics, whatever you want, you can always fade it, but you can always hedge it by taking the Rockets plus 265 and hedging out of all those bets. It's dangerous. It's a little risky, but the way I feel about it is the Warriors are free money, in my opinion. I don't think you need to hedge it. Joe does. So if you want to take his advice and you don't want to take mine, which is perfectly fine. I've been wrong plenty of times before. That's what gambling is part of. You know, we're part of this. And you want to take the Warriors and the Rockets plus 265, feel free. I'm just telling you my personal opinion. The Warriors are free money. Take that parlay piece and run with it. You want to take the Warriors in this series, go ahead. You want to take the Warriors to win the West, go ahead. You want to take the Warriors to win the title, go ahead. It is all free money. They're going to win the title. I'm telling you right now, I'm locked into a lot of money with them in parlays all over the place.
Well, you know what? We don't even need to talk NBA anymore because Dan's telling you that the Warriors are going to win, and I'm sitting here saying, nope, Warriors, baby. Warriors, 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 Rockets. Just listen, if there's a team to fade, it's Golden State. They're going to slip up one time. Maybe the Cousins injury. Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I got hammered for that one, Dan. You know, I Cousins is out. This could be, you know, an issue. People come out, oh, the stats are better. They're better. Okay, fine. I'm fading you. And if I lose, I'll tip my cap.
Fair enough. This is just how I would play it. This is me personally giving you advice on how to do it. I'm telling you right now, I will be very heavy on a Warriors-Raptors series parlay. That, to me, is free money. I will also be taking the Warriors-Celtics. I might come back with the Warriors-Bucks for fun. I will, you know, be taking, the Warriors are going to be on so many of my things this week. I'm just going to take the Warriors series price and parlay and, you know, just add me a few bucks here and there. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm not recommending or telling you what to do. I'm just telling you, to me, the Warriors are free money to win the series versus the Rockets, win the West and win the title. Do with that as you may.
Okay. That's it for basketball. We're done.
Well, we're done. There's no Blazers. There's no Blazers line yet. So
yeah, we're done here. It doesn't even matter. doesn't even matter anymore, whatsoever.
Well, we'll
do some NHL stuff here on the other side. Of course, the thing is this damn NBA. Like, we're doing this thing tonight. By the time we do our next podcast, we'll have two games in. You know what I mean? Like, now we can, all right, let's look at some series prices. What do you think? Like, we can really get into maybe make some dough next week based off series prices.
It's fair.
Bet them in five, bet them in six. All that is out there. So it's Golden State or nothing for Dan Lifshatz. And I like the Rockets. I'm going to take them right now. You said the line was again. I'm sorry.
The line
265.
Is Rockets plus 265, Warriors minus 315 is the look at.
All right, we're moving on to the NHL. Big week. Big week on the ice. We'll do all that coming up next. It's over under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with over under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 985 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 985 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
over under 985, talking NHL playoffs. It's been a really good playoff. I've enjoyed it. I've watched almost every game.
You watch almost every game?
Almost every game. I at least put it on. I will say this. Watching the Bruins every night, it's good to watch other teams. Like, I don't know. Just it's. I like to watch the other teams because, like, I don't care about the regular season, Dan. I don't. Because hockey is just one of those sports that, man, when the playoffs come around, they're giving it their all, you know?
Playoff hockey is so awesome, everyone, man.
You know, they're double shifting guys. Like, it's crazy. And that's who you know who's, like, really good. You know, like, that for me, that's what I like. But also, I do like to play them at, like, for instance, I thought Vegas would win. I didn't think San Jose would come back.
Honestly, when Vegas went up 3-0 last night, I didn't think there was a chance.
Yep. I thought that was it. And then, oh, good old Joe. You know, he's still going for that cup. And they play the hottest team in the NHL, the Colorado Avalanche. Small line. Avalanche plus 120 right now. Sharks minus 140. I mean, Colorado's been very good. I remember doing this podcast week in and week out being like, damn, this Colorado team, this Colorado, boom, they win, they knock off the number one seed. Like, here we go. I just feel like this Joe Thornton magic is going to get them into the Western Conference Finals this year.
I think that's certainly possible. I will tell you, I foresee a lot of overs. I foresee a lot of overs between the Sharks and the Avalanche. There's going to be a lot of 6 and 6.5 goal lines in the series, in my opinion. I'm going to be betting a lot of overs, especially in San Jose. Those two teams in San Jose, because San Jose scores a lot. I'll tell you this, Colorado really struggled with this team this year. It was not good. They struggled mightily with this team. And in my opinion, I think that I'm pretty sure they got swept by them, if I remember correctly. Yeah, Sharks won all three meetings this year. 5-4, 4-3, 5-2. So, and, you know, they're both, they play, you know, a lot of goals, especially in San Jose. Listen, this is going to be a tough battle. It's really going to be whoever the better goalie is. Martin Jones was horrendous in the first four games of the Sharks Golden Knights series. I think that I have to kind of agree. I think the Sharks are going to win this series. You won't see me betting on the series price in this one. I don't think that there's anything value there-wise, but I think game to game, a lot of overs. I think these two goalies are definitely prone to having bad games. I think the Sharks' offense is really, I mean, the forwards have been elite, and I think Colorado knows how to score. They do know how to win. And outside of that one game one in Calgary where they got shut out 4-0, I think that they were the better team the entire series. So it's going to be tough. I do think San Jose is going to win. I'm telling you right now, I ain't betting on that series. I will 100% go bet game to game on it, though. A lot of overs, in my opinion.
Good point. And one thing I wanted to bring up, I had the Bruins minus 140 to win the series. And last night, they were minus 145 to win game 7. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, they want me to double down. They want me to double down. I didn't. I let it ride. But I wanted to. I wanted to. And I look at the Sharks at minus 140. I think that's the lowest they're going to see it throughout the series.
I think you'll get plus money on it. I think you will. I mean, most of these series, you end up getting plus money on both sides. I think the only one that you didn't get plus money on both sides, I'm trying to think, what the hell was it? There was plus money on both sides in every series but one. Washington. Washington was the only series there was not plus money on both sides. And it was close. It was still close. So you can pretty much get plus money on both sides in almost every series. This series is going to be tough. It's definitely going to be tough. Again, I just think that there's going to be games that the Sharks look terrible, the Avs look terrible. I think both these teams are going to score a lot of goals. In my opinion, I wouldn't point the series price. I just kind of go game to game with this one.
Okay, moving on. The only other series price I have right now is the Bruins and Blue Jackets. So, as an analysis, Colorado's big and slow. And the Bruins are veterans who just came off a seven-game series who played a really fast team that I don't think is going to take a step back. That also kicked the crap out of this Blue Jackets team earlier. So, like, they played them late in the season, too. So, the Bruins, I think they can run all over these guys. And I know Columbus feels the same way. So, at 160, I like the Bruins. I'll do it because, you know, I think they win this series. So, I'll pay the juice. I think this one's done in five or six games, Dan, for the Bruins.
You think they're going to win in six?
Five or six.
Interesting. I don't know what to expect out of Columbus this series. You know, they were so hyped up to play Tampa Bay, and they were ultra-focused on Tampa Bay for weeks. I don't know what to think of it. I don't know what the break is going to do. I don't know if the break is going to absolutely murder this team, or if the break is going to, you know, rejuvenate them and basically help them throughout the series. I really don't know. I don't know what to expect out of Columbus. I know that their four lines are much better than the Bruins' four lines. You know, maybe not their top line, but pretty much every other line, I would give the ends to Columbus. They have incredibly good forwards. Just their group of forwards in general is fantastic. Their defensemen, I think Seth Jones is one of the most overrated defensemen in the league. Just too many turnovers. And so to me, to me, Columbus loses value there. But Zach Werenski is a monster. And the other guys they have, Nudavara, I mean, they are good defensive defensemen, you know, very sharp with the puck. To me, this is hard. I do lean Boston, but again, not a series. I don't think there's much value there. In fact, I think the value, to be honest with you, is probably on Columbus. Joe, what line do you have?
For Columbus, I have plus 140.
And what's Boston?
Minus 160.
Minus 160, okay. In my opinion, I think the value for sure is on Columbus. Would I bet it? No. But do I think that there's value there? Yes, I do.
Yeah, there's value.
I'm not going to be betting it. I mean, I can assure you I won't be touching it.
I would just like to point out that the Boston Bruins are favored to win the Stanley Cup at plus 450.
Until the Capitals win tonight. Then they will not be.
We will see. I was saying they can go and slay the beast. Break down, go to Winterfell. Break down the wall. I like the Bruins in that series. And I like the Bruins. I don't know if they win the cup. But right now they're favored. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, so is that a PP?
To win the cup?
No, is Bruins to win the series a PP for you?
Bruins minus 160 PP. Lock it up. Okay. I have the Rockets to upset the Golden State Warriors, and I have the Bruins to beat the Blue Jackets minus 160, and I might even tabble on five or six games.
Fair enough. I will give my PPs later on in the program.
Later. All on. Right. All right.
Is that fair? I think that's fair. Yeah. But okay.
Any other NHL stuff you want to get into?
Yeah, Dallas and St. Louis. What do you have for that?
Oh yeah. Right now the Stars plus 135. Blues minus 155. The Blues might be the hottest team in all of hockey.
By far. I mean, there's no question. They were the best second-half team. They were, like, dead in their division. Joe, I don't know if a lot of people know that. They were literally last in their division and came all the way up and made the playoffs at home ice and won that series with Winnipeg. I mean, really, it wasn't that close either. I got to be honest with you, Joe. I don't see Dallas winning the series. However,
no, I don't either.
Ben Bishop is the much better goalkeeper, and it's not that close. Bishop is the better goalkeeper, and I do think that whatever happens in the series, it's going to go quite a while. So I think that you want to take the over 5.5 games or over 6 games in the series. Over 6 games is plus 105. I would not doubt you. I think that this is definitely going to go 6, maybe 7. I think that that is the way that I would bet that series. Those teams are very evenly matching. Bishop is probably the best goalkeeper in the playoffs. I mean, he really is. I don't think there's...
You're not a Jordan Binnington fan?
I like Binnington a lot. I think he's made a ton of improvement this year. But Is he Bishop? No, Bishop has probably been the best goalkeeper in all of hockey this year. I think he's been better than Bobrovsky. I would say Bishop. I think that he is the way to bet.
I love all the names on the Blues, like Petrangelo, Schwartz, Perron, Sundqvist, Bozak, Bomeister, Tarasenko. Like, I don't know.
The Blues are filled with elite talent. I mean, almost all those guys you named are very good players. So they definitely have the depth compared to the Stars. I mean, really, you know, the Stars go with, like, Sagan. They go with Ben, Radulov. You know, I mean, those are their, like, big offensive players. You know, those are the guys, you know. But the Blues, I mean, they are loaded. Pietrangelo, who is probably the best defensive player in the series, you know. Ryan O'Reilly, who they got in a trade this year, Tarasenko, you said Schwartz, you know, they are just, they're loaded, man. They have a lot of talent on that team. So
Zuccarello has been good. And
yeah, I mean, Zuccarello was a deadline addition.
Jamie Benn, guys like that.
Yeah, Ben's an elite player. As I said, Sagan, Benn, Radulov. I mean, I know Zuccarello has been very good for them in the last series too. So that's fair. I will definitely have to give him Zuccarello, but you know, it's just
we both like the Blues.
Yeah, I think the Blues are going to win. I'm not betting on it. I don't see any value in any of these series, to be honest with you. I will say in that Capitals Islanders series, it looks like the Capitals are going to win. They're up 2-0 going into the second. I will say this. I think that the Islanders have a real chance to win the East. In my opinion, it's the Bruins or the Islanders. I think the Islanders are going to be very tough for the Capitals. They're going to give them everything they got. We'll see what the Capitals hit back with, but I think that the Islanders are very, very interesting to look at. That series is definitely going six because the Islanders are not falling. You know, they're not dying for anyone. So we'll see about that. I think we'll see that.
Okay. There we go. Dan likes the Islanders, and I guess both these teams just went to seven games, so maybe that's a good little play for them to advance to the finals there. So, there you go. That's our hockey recap. The NFL draft is tomorrow night. Who will be the number one pick? We'll talk about that. We'll roll the dice and a ton of questions. We got a few more segments to go here. It's over under 985. Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. We'll talk to you right after this.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
All right, Dan, NFL draft. Number one pick. This is all I care about. I don't care about anything else. You can give me all your props if you want or lay them out. Okay. Here's my two questions. Will Kyler Murray be the number one pick, and why are his odds dipping right now?
I think that his odds are dipping, and they're down to -375 after they were like 1,500 the other day. I think they're dipping purely because of the fact that everyone's trying to create a false narrative for some excitement. You know, it's the same thing we heard last year. I think this happens pretty much every year. I think that Murray will be the number one pick. I don't think there's really that much question about it. All the real insiders have pretty much said, yeah, I mean, it's Murray. So I think there's just, you know, just people and media and whatever pushing stories to try and create, you know, some wild, oh my God, they may trade the number one pick. They may do this. I think they're taking Kyler Murray. I think that most everyone who's kind of dialed in knows that. I will be very surprised if they don't take Murray. It would be a shock to me if they don't take Murray. That's my honest opinion, Joe. So I think that's why the reason that is his odds are dipping so much.
Over under 2.5 quarterbacks selected in the first round.
Definitely over. I mean, that's
I don't have the odds, but
oh, definitely over. It's actually the line is at 3.5 right now. -200. Yeah. I think that, I mean, it's definitely going to be over. I mean, you're definitely going to see, you'll see Murray.
Murray Haskins.
You'll see Haskins and you'll see Locke for sure. I mean, those are the three that are definitely going to be there. And Daniel Jones probably is going to be a top 10 pick too. So, I mean, those are really the four guys who I think will probably be picked first round. And maybe you'll get someone reaching in the first round, maybe with a Ryan Finley or something like that, so that they can get, you know, the extra year control on the quarterback, kind of like what the Ravens did with Lamar Jackson when they traded up to 32 to get him. So I think that that is certainly possible if you want to look at it like that. You know, Drew Locke is, you know, climbed up the boards. I mean, really, here's the thing. Quarterback's the most important position. So no matter what draft, quarterbacks are always going to be higher, you know, more highly touted than others. So, I mean, if you listen to, you know, my last kind of draft segment, which was last week, we talked about, you know, first wide receiver selected, A.J. Brown, who was my guy, was at plus 1,800. He's down to plus 700 now. You know, DK Metcalf is down to minus 140. And he was like a minus 180 or minus 200 or whatever. You know, there were we gave you some good draft props last week. So I don't want to go over too many because I know that we did talk about that. But over under 2.5 wide receivers selected. We talked about that. That was, for me, my favorite play, over 2.5. That was at minus 140 last week. It's at minus 180 now. So I think there has definitely been some steam on that. You know, round one draft trades over under 7.5. Under 7.5 was my pick there. So that was a pretty good one. That was at minus 120. That's at minus 200 now. So that's there. Over under 11.5 SEC players taken round one. I think the over hits there. I think you're going to see a ton of SEC players be taken there. So I think that's something small that you can look at. You know, I'm not really sure what else you would really want. If you can get some parlays, like if you're allowed to parlay them, I've not found a site that allows you to parlay. I mean, Kyler Murray going number one overall and Nick Bosa at 375 and Nick Bosa going minus 300 overall. I mean, that's, to me, money. You know, that, I mean, those two are pretty much locked in the 1-2. I would definitely do a parlay of that. You know, something like that. So, I mean, if you're allowed to parlay your props, go for it. You know, have some fun with it. Maybe throw a Warriors pick into there just to piss off Joe. No, I'm just kidding, Joe. I'm just kidding. But, I mean, like, so that's kind of the way that I, you know, I would, you know, look at those. And really, you know, there's not going to be crazy, like, you know, things like Montez Sweat. We're talking about being dropped out of the entire first round, and you could got him selected eighth or earlier the other, you know, a couple weeks ago, plus money. So, I mean, there's a lot of movement. A lot of the movement is real, a lot of it's fake. So you got to be very careful about what you draft or what you want to take. If you have any questions, you could reach out to me or Joe. I mean, I don't know, Joe, how much drafts if you're in. I used to be a bigger draft
guy. I just know about the guys. Like, I'm not. Funny story, okay, because I make myself sound old a little bit.
Yeah.
This thing used to be on Saturdays. Me and my buddies used to have a draft board. We'd have a board, and we would write down all the guys that were drafted. We would guess. We would bet. We would
Oh, me too.
Bet you a dollar this is going to be, you know, so-and-so, $5.
100%. We absolutely used to do the same thing, me and my buddies. That's 100% what we used to do.
The catch was, though, we drank a beer every round, every pick.
Oh, I like that. Every pick? Or every round? Pick. Oh, wow. So you were tanked. You were tanked.
We never made it to the Patriots.
You know, of course not. You were blackout drunk by like pick 12. How old were you?
Old enough.
Old enough. Okay, so you're old. Okay, so you're still blacked out by like pick 22. Yeah. I got it. You're out.
Oh no, dude. We would drink every pick. We would drink.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
every pick.
Yeah, that's why. I don't know if you guys have heard that. We had the cleaning guy come in and without asking, which he's not supposed to do. It's okay. But yeah. I mean, that's
all right. Well, not a lot of value in the draft, but you think it's Kyler Murray. Right?
I think there are some very few draft props that have a lot of value now. I think over under 2.5 wide receivers is very good. Over under 3.5 quarterbacks is good. Even some higher prices if you want to play them small and build a little bit of your bankroll. I think especially the locks are usually a good way on draft night to build your bankroll. Small plays, high money, make a little bit of money, whatever. Still a good return, but just be very careful. That's the way I would look at draft props.
All right, moving on. We've done a lot of Game of Thrones on the podcast. People like it. I'm going to throw this one out to you before we roll the dice. Season 8 betting odds. Who will be the first Lannister to perish? Jaime's the favorite. He was minus 120. He's now minus 250. Cersei was plus 125 and is now plus 250. And Tyrion was 400 and now he's 300.
Yeah, Tyrion's not dying. I mean, the value is definitely on Cersei, Joe. There's no doubt about it.
I agree.
You know, the value, in my opinion, is on Cersei. It's probably going to be Jaime the way that it's unfolding right now. But there's some value on Cersei without question. I mean, there definitely is.
I have a theory that the Night King is not at Winterfell. The Night King has his army at Winterfell. And he is going to King's Landing
with a different army and a dragon.
And a dragon, yes. And what I think, Bran used to have these flashbacks of a dragon flying over King's Landing. But do you remember specifically in the first episode, they were like, how many men do we have? And they were like, 12,000. And they were like, how many horses? And you know what I mean? They kept like using these numbers of like what they have, you know, and for protection. And I just have a feeling that, you know, they think that they're there now, but like they're going to like meet in the middle. You know what I'm saying? The other thing is the Night King, why would he go mess with two dragons when he only has one? I don't know. Joe theory.
I like it. I mean, listen, I have no idea. I'm pumped.
And by the way, just quick, the crypt, they're all going to hang in a crypt. You know what the hell's in that crypt? Dead bodies.
I'm aware.
Do you know what happens to dead bodies?
They get revived.
They get revived by a damn army of whites.
Yeah, not exactly the smartest place. I think everyone has kind of mentioned that, like, truly just stupid. Not to mention that the North buries their bodies. They don't burn them. So,
and Arya cashed last week, plus 1500 to be the first shown naked. And I was creeped out.
She's like 22. I mean, listen, by the way, I was one of the guys who Googled it immediately to make sure what I saw was not illegal. Because I thought I just watched something extremely wrong. I mean, whatever. I don't. It wasn't great.
Little do they know, their parents, Robert and Ned, said that they wanted both their kids to get married.
It's true.
So they didn't even know. So anyways, all right. Well, we'll roll the dice. Whatever Dan has on the table. I know he's got more picks out there. I got a couple of thoughts. And we're going to take a shitload of questions. So we'll get into all those. It's over under 985. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. We'll roll the dice next.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with over under 985. Listen to the podcast at 985thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
Over under 985, this is where we roll the dice and just talk about anything. Anything at all, not segment related, just getting it out there. I watched all of the show action that was on Showtime. I liked it. And the Vegas Dave stuff, I think, was real. Meaning that here's this guy who's living at home and has won bets, but now he doesn't bet anymore and he just gets subscriptions. And remember, he kept fading the Patriots. He just kept fading the Patriots.
No one ever said he was smart.
Yeah, and he kept losing and losing. And like the more I watched, it was like, wow. But he was like, look at all these subscriptions I have. And he did do something where, you know, he'll give like the whole next year for free if he loses. Like, whatever. Doesn't even matter at that point, right? But I thought that was real. And then there's the Krakenberger guy. I like him. He went to a New Jersey casino for the Super Bowl. And there was like nobody clapping, you know, no high fives or anything like that. Because in Vegas, everybody's going nuts. Kelly in Vegas was just going nuts. She was betting on everything while she was working the game, which was great. And then there was like that bum, not the bum. I shouldn't call him that. The the kid who lives by himself a mile from the casino. Like, I don't know. For him, he reminded me of the most real guy. A guy who wins bets, loses bets, can't be in a relationship. His biggest addiction is eating. It's not gambling. It's like, this is my kind of guy. The man of the people. You know what I mean? Overall, though, it was good. Did we learn anything from it? Yes, there's a lot of ups and downs. B, yes, a lot of people gamble. And C, oh, everybody is watching. Steven Guskowski kicking that field goal. Do you know how many people that affected in that Super Bowl game? Remember after the game, I was like, I can't believe they even kicked that ball.
Yep.
But like, Dan, if you're an athlete, like, again, I just picture Steven Guskowski, who, by the way, his grandfather died like the night before the game, which we didn't even know.
Nope.
Okay. He's out there. He misses the first field goal early on. He comes here to kick it again to put it away. But, like, there's bets on this stuff. You know what I mean? Is he going to make the field goal? There's bets on, you know, no touchdown for Todd Gurley. Like, just all of these things out there. And I wonder if the players watched, because it really does mean a lot to everybody. If you suck that day, you're letting somebody down. And, like, it's just, to me, that's what I liked about it. It was real. On the aspect of these players are important, or wow, Jared Goff really sucks, and just to that degree. But I liked it. I don't know if you saw the whole thing, but I would say to watch it. I just wouldn't follow anybody's picks.
Yeah, I only saw two episodes. I wasn't really enthralled with it. I know a lot of the guys in it. I know Kelly in Vegas. I don't have anything personally against her. I don't think that she's a good representation of actually what happens out there. I don't know. There's a few, like, things about the show I really didn't like. You know, the fact that, you know, Vegas Dave is a big piece of that show, to me, still bothers me. The fact that actually people buy his picks is still ridiculous to me. But I do understand it. Like, I do understand that people don't know any better. Like, when I was first betting, I didn't know any better either. He probably would have been a guy that picks on, you know, buy picks on, you know, from, because of that fact. By the way, the Canes just scored, so it's 2-1 now. So maybe a little bit of life from Carolina. But, I mean, just, you know, it's not – it wasn't something I loved. I got to be honest with you. I did want to, Joe, I did want to take a moment, and I kind of wanted to give a little bit of a teaching lesson, I guess, about kind of picking and everything. Because we've talked about a lot of parlays. I've talked about parlays and everything in this. And for the guys who listen all the time and whatever, they know that I don't like parlays. And so people have asked me why I've been giving out parlays and whatever. And I just think that there is we've talked about this, that the NBA playoffs are just almost always square city, and there's free money to be made. Predicting the NHL playoffs is so much harder than the NBA playoffs, in my opinion. It's just, it's not even remotely close. I just feel that the NBA playoffs are one of the only times of the year where parlays are actually acceptable, in my opinion. And so, to me, that is kind of why I've been doing parlays. For those who don't listen often, and, you know, listening for one of the first times, I hate parlays. Generally, parlays are a way that you lose money. But for, you know, for a general series picks, or, you know, even just like money lines in the NBA playoffs at home, you know, they are very, very profitable. And so that would be the way that I would look at that. I do have to say, though, you know, that I just want people to understand that parlaying things in general is a very easy way to lose money, and playing with teasers outside of 6-point teasers in the NFL, there's nothing else you should be teasing. No basketball or anything. Only pros use teasers, and the only teasers pro use are for 6-point NFL teasers. That's it. Nothing else. So if you are a newbie to betting and you're listening or whatever, you know, be careful. Don't do anything stupid. The other thing is, you know, I've had a lot of people ask me recently about taking, you know, about the NBA first round and how there were so many favorites that covered. So this is an important stat to me, Joe, and I thought you might like this. Okay. The last 3 years in the NBA, including this year so far, 78% of the favorites have covered. In every single game, if you're including every single game from every single series in the first round, 78% of the favorites are covered.
Wow.
Second round, 31.
Holy crap.
So there is a massive regression coming in the second round, and I want people to be very aware of that. Be careful, be aware, you know, and kind of, you know, recognize that. The third thing I wanted to talk about, and just quickly, again, people were giving me you know, a very hard time last week about not wanting to bet the Celtics plus three, the Rockets plus three. And I admit, I was wrong on both because they both won. Again, and I know we talked about this last podcast.
Well, yeah, the line didn't look right, though. It didn't.
But again, as I said, the refs were on the Pacers and the refs were on the Jazz. I will repeat again for the people in the back. In the NBA, I don't like betting against the refs. And when it's very blatantly obvious what side the refs are going to be on, I would rather ride with that side than dial against them. So I just, to me, that's why I do that. I know people were upset about me and got on me for that. I will tell you again, I would not bet. I would do the same thing over again. I would not bet those lines. Even if I, you know, knowing what I know now, I still wouldn't do it. Still wouldn't do it. So I just, I would be very, very careful with that. So that's exactly what I would say. Also, Joe, I wanted to break a bit of NBA news. I said I was going to do that. So
yes, let's hear it. I'm excited about this.
Okay, so
does it have to do with free agency?
No, it does not.
Does it have to do with refs?
No.
Does it have to do with injuries?
No, it has something you can do with
betting. Oh my God.
Okay, so the Lakers have been rumored to hire a coach for the past 3-4 weeks now. I've known for the past 4 weeks, by the way, and I can prove it via tickets. I've actually known for the past, like, 4 months who is going to be. Jason Kidd will be the Lakers' head coach.
I saw that he interviewed yesterday.
Yes, he interviewed. Jason Kidd's been the head coach candidate, and, B-Rob and Jimmy have the receipts from months ago about this, by the way, and I also have my gambling tickets if you don't believe me. You can bet Jason Kidd to be the Lakers coach on Bovada and Bet Online. Should be up on 5 Dimes the next few days. It will start to become a little bit serious. Oh, the Lakers are down to one or two candidates, which is, by the way, again, the media in the NBA is always like 3 or 4 weeks behind the actual.
Well, let me ask you this. Why Kidd over Lou?
Why? That's LeBron. Yeah, I mean, that's LeBron's guy.
So Kidd is LeBron's guy?
Yep, that's what he wants.
Lou's LeBron's guy.
Nope. Not anymore. LeBron and Lou had a falling out.
Hey, let's not forget. Hey, that Bucks team that we just raved about earlier today, like.
Listen, you don't have to sell me on it. This is not my decision making. I think it's a horrendous decision. I think it's a terrible decision for a coach. It's LeBron's guy. LeBron and Jason Kidd think that they can, you know, once they get rid of all those kids, and let me tell you something, those kids probably ain't going to be there for that much longer. And, you know, I still think that there's a very good chance that Anthony Davis ends up in L.A., despite everyone thinking he ends up in Boston now.
I absolutely agree.
There's a very good chance he ends up in L.A., in my opinion, because, by the way, David Griffin is LeBron's GM. You can tell me whatever you want about how close the relationship is with Danny Ainge. I'll tell you again. David Griffin is LeBron's GM. That is LeBron's guy. 100% been a clutch guy forever.
And so, I just say this. If Davis does go to the Lakers, I'm still – I'm even further convinced that Durant's going to New York.
Durant is going to New York. It's 1,000% done.
The Kyrie thing, I'm like 60-40 he's gone.
Kyrie is a weird dude, okay?
I feel like the Davis thing, though, throws a wrench into him going to New York.
Nah, see, I don't think it would matter. I think Kyrie is going to New York either way. That's what I've heard since last offseason. It hasn't changed. It hasn't wavered. I could be wrong. Kyrie is a weird dude. He makes weird decisions, and that's why I'll never be 100% on Kyrie going to New York until it actually happens. I still believe, and I have bet on it, that Kyrie will end up in New York. That is my belief. Durant is 1,000% going to New York. You could bet whatever you – if you want to bet me on it, DM me. I will take your money. 100% will take your money from you. No questions asked. We'll have a third party hold it, and bang, I will 100% do it. By the way, the Caps just scored 3-1. So that pretty much just kills the Caps right there.
So Jason Kidd to become the next
Jason
coach.
Kidd, and you can bet on it at Bet Online or Bovada. There will be other sites with it up. I assume MyBookie will have it up in the next few days, and 5 Dimes, maybe Bookmaker. Jason Kidd will be the Lakers head coach. So you can bet on it. I have right now plus 300, plus 900, and plus 700. So there will be odds on it, 100%. He was the favorite a couple days ago after there was a lot of sharp money that came in on it. And again, it's a small market, so, you know, it doesn't take a ton, but yes.
I also wanted to throw out there that guy from Jeopardy won again tonight. His 15-day total now is $1,135,175. His name is Jim something. But, like, can we get – I need odds. Ken Jennings versus Jimbo. Is there a thing? Is that Verse out there
versus James Holzhauer or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
So actually, I believe it was, I can't remember who it was. There were odds. I think it was Bet Online. I'll take a look at Dave Mason's page for you.
I need that though.
Who talked about?
Who would win in that? I'd go with the gambling guy.
Here we go. Could James Holzhauer reach Ket Jennings' winnings, whatever, from Newsweek? James Holzhauer, -250 versus Ken Jennings. That was the line we were given. Sorry, -200. I lied. Holzhauer is -200, and Jennings is +150. I saw it as 250. I'll tag you in it, by the way.
Jennings has good odds.
I would take Holzhauer 100%.
Yeah.
You wouldn't?
I don't know, man. I mean, he might be the greatest player I've ever seen on Jeopardy.
Yeah, I mean, Holzhauer is free money, in my opinion. I just tagged you in it, by the way. But will Holzhauer versus Jennings Jeopardy show take place in 2019? They're talking about trying to make it happen, by the way. There's some real odds to that.
Oh, dude, that would be a moneymaker, dude. All the money goes to cancer research for Alex Trebek. Boom, 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 boom.
By the way, the Montreal Impact just scored on the Revolution while the Revolution is on. Very upsetting over here.
Any action on that one tonight?
The under. One of my friends told me to take the under on that. Oh, it looks like it was offside. I lied.
Hey! It was offside.
So 0-0. I did not take the under, by the way.
What's the time left in that one?
Looks like there are 15 minutes left in that game.
Okay. So let's just wrap up our PPs because we're going to do a bunch of questions next.
Sure. So go ahead. Feel free to go first.
I have the Bruins -160 to defeat Columbus, and I have the Rockets +265 to defeat the Golden State Warriors in the next round.
I will take a PP for the Warriors-Raptors series parlay. So whatever the price is, I'm not going to give out a price to you guys. For me, it's +114 on the look-ahead lines, but I will let you have whatever price. I would say take it up to -150. I mean, really, to me, it's free money. The other thing I'm going to give a PP on, I'm going to take the Celtics-Bucks over 6 games. At -110. Okay. So those are my two PPs for this podcast. I don't have anything for tomorrow or whatever. We'll see how the,
And you like Jason Kidd to be the next.
And Jason Kidd will be the next Lakers head coach. So if you got odds on that, I'm telling you, take it. You know, the market will probably be small. You're probably going to be able to get like $50 to $200 down or whatever, but like you'll be able to buy yourself a free steak or, a couple of free steaks on it, whatever. Worth it. Worth it. Always, always get a little bit of extra. So
just to throw something in there, Magic Johnson reportedly resigned because he was accidentally CC'd on emails about how bad he was doing.
I've heard that's not the case. Just saying. It will be outed why Magic Johnson got fired or left, whatever.
USA Today, though, has got that one.
USA Today. I'm sure that's true, but I'm sure that's not why he left.
So, hey, just giving you a source. It's
interesting.
Not really
in the backyard, I like that. No, that's good. I'm just I've heard from the Lakers sources that's not why he left.
By the way, the Red Sox suck. Chris Sale sucks. I'm sorry. Sucks.
Nah, they'll be fine. They're up 4-1 right now.
They'll be fine.
They'll probably still win 85 to 88 games.
Not 90 though.
No, but they'll be very close. I mean, they'll be right there. They'll pick it up. They will go on a run. I do not have my doubts on that. The Yankees going on the run. The Red Sox are going on a run. So we'll see.
It's funny. I want to do baseball because, dude, I get people every night. Hey, what do you think about the over-under? Like, I don't care. Like, I really don't, dude.
I'm not doing well with totals right now. I got to be honest. I've barely played any totals. My total system and everything that I usually do, not working so far. So I got to find a new solution to that. So totals have been very hard for me. Money lines, as you said, as you saw last week, been very good to me. Been great.
Yeah, I was trying to look up, like, who the best teams are. So far, I didn't think the Red Sox would be that bad, but Tampa Bay 16-9 in the American League. Houston and everyone thought that Mariners are doing well. But in the National League, Cardinals 15-9, Dodgers 15-10. Like, the league stinks right now.
Agreed.
The league stinks.
Agreed. No, you're 1,000% right on that. But
damn it.
Now it looks like Montreal scored a goal. So now the Revs are down 1-0. So
hey Dan, do you know what we got coming up soon?
Take it to the window.
Kentucky Derby.
Oh boy. Let's save that for next week.
I know. It's coming up though.
Let's save it.
I had to let the masses know. And I will say this, just to pat my old self on the back, I have either predicted the winner or placed in the top three in 6 years in a row. And just to throw this out there, the woman who runs Beasley Media in Boston said that she took one of my picks and it hit. She goes, the other two didn't. That's exactly what she said to me.
Do better, Joe. Do better.
One out of three? One out of three. That's better than Vegas Dave.
Nah. I mean, yeah, it is, but nah. Come on.
It placed.
It's true. It's not terrible.
And the horse is the damn horse that runs around a track.
All right, let's take it to the damn window.
Let's go to the window, baby.
3-2 Carolina. Or 3-2 Washington. Take it to the window.
Take it to the window.
You send in your questions, we cash them out at the window. So who you got? Over under 98.5.
All right, Dan, let's help people cash those tickets and over under 98.5's ticket to the window. You said that you had a large response today to your Twitter.
Yes, we have a lot of questions, so we'll try and get through them the best we can. First off, let's start with our buddy Zach. Hey, boys, could you delve into some hedging tactics when I take series prices? I had taken the Thunder series after game one at plus money. Bet was dead. Tried to hedge out by taking Blazers game five. I got the line too late at -4, so I lost both bets. Maybe you guys could discuss what to do with series that are 3-1 or 3-2 where the team you took is on the ropes. Quick answer, you can't.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
Yeah, there's no real way to hedge that profitably.
I would take something else and hope it wins.
Yeah.
To wash it out.
Unfortunately, there's no real way to profitably hedge a 3-1, 3-2 series. That's why I always say at the beginning, if you want to parlay it with something and then hedge out immediately. So if you have, you know, let's say you like something, right? You like the Bruins plus 150 or whatever. Let's say the Bruins are plus 150. I know they're not. They're minus 160. But just for the example, Bruins plus 150. And let's say the Jackets are minus 160, right? Well, you put the Jackets and the Warriors together. Then you got plus money on both sides. Now you're hoping that the Warriors win if you feel confident in that. Then you should feel good about that. That's the way I would do it with series prices for right now, especially with the NBA going on. You could take the Raptors, the Warriors, in my opinion, are both free money either way. That's kind of the way that I would take series prices right now. But unfortunately, there's no real way to hedge out in a 3-0, 3-1, 3-2 series.
I want to share a scenario about this. If you watch the show Action, it's the last episode. It's about 10 minutes to go. There's a famous gambler who goes into casinos, and everyone knows him, and they respect him big time. He had a bet for the Rams to win the Super Bowl. He didn't feel good about it. I think it was $65,000 he had to win. I don't know how much he put up, but he was like, "I'm going to hedge." He goes, "It's more of an amateur move." He goes, "But you know, I want to make sure I win money on this game." And so he laid it. He must have laid, I don't know, 70, 80 grand. I don't know what he did on the Patriots. But not only did that guy hedge his bet and win, everybody that was in there saw that he was on the Patriots. And, like, I'm not saying these guys make lines move, but
they're influencers.
He influenced it. And it was funny because the guy who took his action was like, "You know, I always follow you, man. You know, I always take your picks." But I just wanted to throw that in there. And just, it's a good way to find out. He talks about hedging.
Is it Dave Konkin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Older fella.
Yeah. I'm not personally a big fan of his, but he does have a ton of clout. He's very good. Like, personally, I don't like him, but he's very good.
The one thing that he mentioned was it's more of an amateur move.
It is an amateur move, 100% to hedge.
I agree. Like I do it. Like I'm an amateur batter. Like that's just what it is. But you know, I did it this year for the Patriots. I had the Rams. I laid in the Patriots, and I ended up hitting the. I did very well in the Super Bowl, but I hedged this year because I had a bet on the Rams, and that's when I think you hedge those situations. Series is hard, man. Just to answer the question, it's in that situation you lose two bets, you're probably done.
Yeah, that's why you really can't hedge. You just got to ride it out, unfortunately. So,
sorry for the long answer.
Yep. No, that was good. It was a good answer, and honestly, I think that's the type of stuff that we provide on here that helps, and I think that's the type of stuff that helps people. I think that was good. All right, let's move on. Hey, I've been trying to focus on more MLB totals this season, but having less success than I hoped. Yeah, here, brother. My focus has been on a variety of batting and pitching stats, but I'm wondering if I should put more focus on location, game, and series travel schedule. Any advice is appreciated, even if it is the totals that are generally not the best bet to look for. Thanks, and looking forward to the show. Again, I'm having troubles with totals this year, too, so you're not the only one. I know people do very well with them. Myself, personally, I'm having trouble with them this year. Location, there is a little bit of home field advantage just because the players know, you know, what angles the sun's going to be at and things like that. You know, small little things that do help. But, I mean, really, location, travel, schedule are not really huge factors for me. Wind, I know, is a huge overrated aspect for a lot of people. I don't really care about it. But, I mean, there are a few things.
You want to know the funny one, just to throw it out there? Tonight, two former Red Sox pitchers are going at it, Drew Pomerantz and Clay Buchholz. And do you know how many people were snarkily saying, hey, tonight, what do you think about the over with these two guys? I'm pulling up the score right now.
It's 4-0.
You said 4-0?
Yeah, it was 4-0. The Blue Jays, the Giants won 4-0.
So, you know, it went under, right?
Yes,
I mean, way under. If you're just looking at it like that, you're a moron.
Okay. I mean,
Sorry. Did you think under right away? Because me, I haven't looked into it. I didn't look into it, but you just see two pitchers. You can't just say over.
You can. It's not a good way to do it. I didn't bet on the game. I didn't like it. I was a little late on baseball today. So, unfortunately,
there's other stuff to bet out there right now. And I know people don't want to hear that stuff because they love baseball, you know? Well, right now, things aren't figured out. Like, Houston's going to be one of the better teams. We know that. St. Louis looks like they're going to be one of the better teams in the National League. But everything else is totally not settled yet. The Rays are not going to be in first place in the AL East. If they are, I'll eat my phone.
All right. Okay. So I got about 5 minutes here because all right, you wrap up. So let's wrap this up. All right. Bankroll question: if you are more of a novice working on your bankroll, do you think avoiding long term futures for a while is a smart bet? 100%. Yeah, you should not be betting long term futures. You want to bet serious prices or whatever, go ahead. But you cannot be wrapping your money up in long term futures if you don't have a bankroll. Just not
day
smart.
To day, one day at a time.
Yep. So that, I mean, that's a pretty simple answer there. Are there any baseball cappers that you like other than yourselves that you follow respect? For me, I mean, I'm not going to give clout on this show to anyone. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I would just go to forums. Go to forums. Every site has a forum. Maybe follow a guy or two and see how they do.
Okay. For the podcast, isn't it free money that that Kyler Murray will be picked for the first QB in the draft? Current odds minus 1,500, 6% investment or 6% ROI investment in one day. Listen, I'm never suggesting you play a minus 1,500 anywhere. If you have the money to do that and you think you're going to get a good return on investment, like if you have, you know, something that's going to take $100,000 from you on that, go ahead. But I don't think that's probably a good use of money.
I once bet the Rams to win in the playoffs in the first round, minus 500. They lost to the Seahawks. I lost $500. I also bet Brock Lesnar once. He got punched in the face in 1 second by Alistair Overeem, and I lost $500 that fast. That's what will happen to you if he's not the number one pick.
Fair enough. Question from Akeem. Is it smart to bet the Red Sox right now? Touch the Red Sox right now unless you want to fade them. Also, what's one team you guys have been riding with since the start of the MLB season? I don't ride teams, so I will never ride a singular team. There's no team that I operate like that. If you want to find a team that you think is a good underdog and you want to ride them, or just you think they're undervalued, go for it. But I, you know, I just, I don't do it. Nothing for me. Joe, anything for you?
Houston, 1 year I did it during a playoff run. But in hockey this year, the over went for the Blackhawks was huge. That was something you might want to get in on. But hot streaks, and, you know, that's one thing I look at. But, you know, the Dodgers aren't really that. Yeah, just no, not in baseball.
Yeah, it's tough in baseball. There's no,
unless it's the A's who have won 21 in a row.
Yeah, no real teams to ride. The other questions we have, we're going to have to save for next week. I don't have time. We're going to have to wrap it up here because the Revs are about to come to the end, and I'm going to have to go back to doing the Jones Show tonight. So, Joe, anything else you want to say?
It's over under 985.
Who you got?